What we found was, and I used to put groups in touch with each other because I'd worked so much with Western Isles. And then we had the group in Stranraer, Wigtonshire and things like that. What we found was, it didn't matter if it was an island or the islands or down in the border, an isolated group is an isolated group. So they could share tips. Like, say in Edinburgh, people would just put posters up in toilets and things like that. And we used to do that with sexual harassment, stickers behind toilet doors, things like that, just so that women were getting the phone numbers. And that would be fine, but in the Western Isles, you couldn't do that. The weather, they wouldn't last 5 minutes, you know. So they were the ones that started off the stickers. And, you know, the stayed put, they didn't get blown away, they couldn't be ripped down, and you could put them anywhere. And so sharing that kind of thing with Stranraer, and the groups being able to talk to each other and figure out how do you support women that are living in this situation or that situation, how do you get them to a safe place? Because, like, I've found in the country that everybody knows who you are, where you're going, what you, because they see your car, who your visitors are, you know, so it's quite dangerous. And then there's all this. So women aren't safe, and they're much better hidden in a town, I think.